time now for your letters, and you filled our inbox with comments about a story we aired yesterday. It focused on Teresa McBain, a United Methodist minister who lost her faith.
Sometimes I think to myself, if I could just go back a few years and not ask the questions, and just be one of those sheep and blindly follow, not know the truth, it'd be so much easier. Just keep my job.
Christine Clay of Valdosta, Georgia writes, in a country where atheists are vilified simply for saying I exist, it's good to see that NPR has not submitted to that cultural bias.
Thanks also came from Isham Padron of Orlando, who writes, I felt like I was with McBain every step of the way as I relived my own traumatic coming out moment.
But your negative comments far outnumbered the positive. Gene Mackey of Lyons, Colorado writes, really, several minutes on a pastor turning atheist, complete with people cheering as she tells them she plans to burn in hell?
Janice Lilly in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania writes, as a Christian myself, I am not a mindless sheep. I'm a college-educated professional who has asked hard questions about God and always found him to be loving and present. Furthermore, I know dozens of other people who could say the same thing. And Ms. Lilly continues, I am very troubled that NPR broadcast what seemed to me to be a very biased and even hateful story, clearly aimed at those of us who love Jesus.
Christina DeHaan of Falls Church, Virginia, writes that, yes, Ms. McBain should be able to believe what she wishes, but she takes issue with what she calls a lack of nuance in our story. Christina DeHaan writes, one does not have to believe that Ms. McBain is going to hell or that she's no longer worthy of love to disagree with the manner in which she chose to leave her ministry. It seems to me that she could have handled the situation in a less public way that was both respectful of her conscience and her congregant's faith. I'm sure there are many others who agree with me. Why weren't they interviewed?
Finally, Stephen Anderson of Blakely, Georgia, echoes the wishes of many listeners who wrote. He says, please consider, as you always have, both sides, whether it be atheist believer, gay, straight, or whatever. Let me hear some stories about people who come from both sides of the argument.
We always appreciate your thoughtful comments, so please keep them coming at npr.org. Just click on Contact Us.
This is NPR News.